schlecht und drei Beine davon ist mir bekannt. Natürlich kommt mit einem Schmutz.
Ja, at least he was a guy. I had no cases in Square. They sold it to a guy. And then when he died, they sold it to his wife. And she said, but my husband was Jewish. I'm not.
The name Brock. Shot one of the ones on the Shabbat Square for some years of the name Brock turned out to be Jewish.
Yeah, it could happen. Okay, we are on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. I'm a Rav Chisda. Where do I identify? I go across the Taisus Amruloi, Amrulahem, and move up two lines in the Gemara. Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, cross from Taisus Amrulahem, move up two lines, Amar Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda, Uchma B'Kiyura Lakya. If you have a black char amongst white ones, it's a detriment. The price will go down. If you sell them a flock, or so flocks of cows, I don't know, but a herd of cows, and in it is a black cow, the price goes down, which means black cows are inferior to white cows, and we're not racist over here. If you have a white spot on a black cow, that's a siman that it's suffering from some disease. And as the rest will bring down, a gemara in Gittin, that it shows that there's charas in that location. The white is covering up some kind of disease that is in the animal. That's what the Rush brings down in Gemara. Right. Zuck the Rush. Oh, I don't know where everybody has it. Hagi Gassid and Amr of Chisda. Uchma b'chiyura lakya. Megareya isam. It makes it less. Benimkarim b'pachas. They gruai shel shachar. Because of the gruai, the detriment, I don't know what it is. It's like, of the blacks. Who gruam in a love because it's a worse cow than the white one. Chiyura b'ochma l'kusa, kesem lavan, a white spot, shenimtza b'shar shachar, b'yadua, shekeneget isa kesem ha'nega b'behema. That is a sign that somewhere there was a nega in the animal. B'reish misha amzi maisa lav the rishachas, the amal rishlokish tamri tamri the chiyura. I tasted a tam, told the reish kalusa, I tasted tzaraf in the animal. Batka b'duchta, they checked the place, So this is the fact. A white spot is a cover-up for a nega that's in the animal. A black cow in a white herd is a chsar. A white spot in a black cow is also a raya of something wrong. That's what Rav Chisda said. Now, what in the world does this have to do with us? We will find out right now.
He was able to taste the tzaraas.
That's what the Gemara says in Gittin. You probably asked that question over there. I know, you probably asked that question when we learned the theft of Gittin. You just don't remember.
What I'm trying to say is,
I know what happened was he didn't want to eat it.
He made it up for Rashi for me.
Right. But it's true. But the fact that he made it.
The fact is true.
Right. What's bothering you?
Just to look at it was not enough.
No. He didn't see it. He was being served a piece of meat.
He was blind.
He was being served a piece of meat and he was blind.
It's a whole new story now.
You're in the middle of a story. I mean, that's a story over there.
I forgot what we learned yesterday.
So did I. I also forget what I learned yesterday. Yes. But I learned this today. The rest I just learned now, so I remember now. Yes.
Wait until you're my age. Brothers, there's only an altar. Here's a story on it.
Okay. Again. Is that to give my right to? Tanan. Our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shar Shachar Shiyatimi Basi Rishon Hegdish. Right? The first cow that comes out is Hegdish. And now we're assuming, this guy is assuming, that the white one is becoming Hegdish. So we answered it according to Abaya, that he said the one that came out, the black one that came out is Hegdish. And now he says he wanted to make the white one. Now, Kasalka Daitach, Kimagdish Bayim Ra Magdish. Right, the Havamina is that when a person is a Magdish, he means to be stinting. I think that was the word Archcrow used back in Baba Basra. Stinting. Ayin Raw means he was doing it stintingly. So if you do it stintingly, you don't want to give more than you're giving. If you're giving the black one, that means you don't want to give the white one. Because if you wanted to give a white one, you would have said that. Obviously, since you're stinting, we say black one is as far as you go. You don't want to do more. And yet, Beis Shammai says, Rami Beis Shammai have a hegdish. And Beis Shammai says, it's hegdish. I don't know which side this is going. Because in the pshat of her papa, it was the black one that was hegdish. In the pshat of Abaya, he's saying he would have been magdish the white one. So I'm not sure in which pshat of the Gemara this question is being asked. Because
sure,
Papa, yeah. No, Papa said that the black one is the one that's Kaddish, the black one that comes out first.
Why do you say black one?
No, he doesn't want to give the white one. Right, but that we're asking it as a kasha. Yeah, Tyson explains it. So he says we're going like Abaya. We're going in Abaya. Okay, so the way Tyson explains this Gemara, the Rush doesn't say anything. The way at least I don't remember Rush saying anything. Tyson explains the Gemara that the guy is saying he said black. The black one that came out first. Then he ended up that the white one came out first. So he said, oh, I would have said the white one. So the answer is, if you meant to give the better one, so why did you insist in saying the black one? You should have said anyone that came out first. The fact that you said the black one means you didn't want to give the white one. So why do we believe you now that you meant the white one also? That's the Gemara's question. If you hold Magdish by Raw Magdish, then a person that donates the Hegdish does it stintingly. So then he didn't mean the white one. Because if he meant the white one, he wouldn't have said the black one. Since he said the black one, it means he didn't want the white one. So if he didn't want the white one, how can the white one be Kaddish? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Elamai by Yafa Magdish. So what do you want to say? That when a person gives the Hegdish, he gives in a generous way? So he means the black one and anything else, meaning he doesn't mean to limit. He means to be generous, which means to give more. So then I got a problem. Because if he means to give more, that means he doesn't mean to give less. He wants to give this or more. So the next case, the golden coin that came out first, the way we translated it, the Allah Shokes of it was a silver coin, he didn't mean a silver coin. He didn't want to give cheap. He wanted to give nicely. So how can we say that the gold, that the silver one is Kaddish? So what if he says now he meant the silver one also? He didn't. Since a person's buying Yafa, he meant at least the gold. Elamai, buying Ra. So you want to go back and say people are stinting. So let's go to the third case. The barrel of wine that came up first. Which is better. That's Hegdish. Why? So here we're stuck. The beginning case makes it sound the guy wants to be generous. The middle case makes it sound that the guy wants to be stinting. The third case makes it sound that the guy wants to be generous. What do we do? If he means to be generous, he doesn't want to give less. And if he means to be stinting, he doesn't want to give more. And the first case and third case says he's giving more, and the second case says he's giving less. Zog to Gemara. Homai Kasha, the third case wouldn't bother me. Beglila Shalom. Because in Galilee, Chamra Adavi Mishcha. True, in regular places, oil is more expensive than wine, but not in Galil. In Galil, there was a shortage of wine or an abundance of that shemen, and therefore the price market in Galil was different. So it could be in Galil, and there it's he gave the less. So it's one against two now. In the Shar, the white one is better, and in the dinner, the gold one is better. So did he mean generous, or did he mean stinting? Zog to Gemara, so Kashal Rav Chisda. Reisha Kasha Reb Chisda. Reisha seems to say that the black one is better in order that it should go together with the other two, which we are saying now that the one that actually was better. The oil was better than the wine. And the gold, I'm sorry, it was the iron raw, that he had said the wine and the oil came out and it's in a place where wine is more expensive. So he meant stinting. And the same thing with Zav and Kesef. Black ones are better in all places. I was talking about herds in this country or the city or the state of Karmanoi, and therefore there, black ones are worth less. So therefore, this Mishnah is talking about regular places. Shor Shachar is better than Shor Lavan, and the guy is Magdish stintingly, so he means a white one also. We believe him, but in Kamenoi, this wouldn't be true because white ones are worth more. Zakdarash, Magdish, Ba'ayim Ro, Magdish, Rami Be'sham, Ve'abehegdish, Halof, Shiyotzo. Ve'abishachar, Guru, Milovan, Ishmael, Ve'emer, Dav, Kishar, Shachar, Ha'ibedaita, La'agdish, because he does it stintingly, Ve'loi, Lovan. Ve'leskan, Hegdish, Tars, Devadeh, Daita, Kral, Lovan. Elamai, Ba'ayim, Yavah, Magdish, Claim, Ve'ayim, Lomay, Milovan, Shachar, Guru, Yitzvei, it's worse. Behind the love and kaddish from the magdish ben yafa magdish, he's generous. And came into yasa, dama dinner zav. He says a dinner zav. All of the others are kesef. Am I having kaddish? Have a little meimer davka the dinner zav bechaven. He meant only a gold for loy l'shal kesef. Elo mai by and rav magdish. Hepachan utzichel the meimer mikleichum utziyasa. We have to say by and rav because of the middle one. Matakasha l'rav chizda mireisha. And now it's Sverin of Chizda from the beginning, but it's more Sverin. Can come to Chavish Yayin, and my army be Shamed the Shem and Kaddish, Shem and other Yayin. Umishani, the loyal and buying Ram Mishim Tziyasa, the Savior of Gzila Shanu, Me'ata Kasha the Rav Chizda, Reisha the Rav Chizda. We take care of case number three by saying that it's in Galilee, but how do we take care of case number one? Between the Kamenoi, Shvarim to Oysa Medina, the herd in that country was a different kind of Shar, different kind of quality, and the black one was worth less than the white one. But in regular countries, they're either worth the same, or the black one is better than the white one. Yes, Doctor?
I think this, I apologize for the fact I don't understand, but seems we're spending a great deal of time on something which is not logically necessary. If I decide that I'm giving you the first trail of Kavali Shor, and I give you the second trail of Kavali Shor, I didn't give you what I intended to, so that was...
Again.
I mean, they both cost the same.
Again, I only say what the Gemara is saying. If a person gives stintingly, he doesn't want to give any more than he said. And if he told you later on that I would have, he's lying. Because if you would have, you should have said so. And the fact that you said the cheaper one, that means you didn't want to give more than the cheaper one. So let's say the second Chelik Ali Shur cost twice as much as the first Chelik of Ali Shur. Again.
That's why I picked it.
I just said, let's say it costs twice as much.
Okay.
So then if you wanted to give, say, I'll give you the first, you didn't mean to give him the second. And therefore you can't say the guy that the second automatically is given. It's not what you meant to do. And if you tell us you meant it, you're not saying the truth. Now, you picked the case when they're worth the same, but the Shvarim are not worth the same. The Shor Shachar is worth less than the Shor Lavan.
What's bothering me is that we are in conflict with the basic principle that we have had since the Torah, which is that people mean what they say. That what they say has ramifications.
Okay, here we go. Again. Abaya said, the guy said the black cow that came out first. Now he's told that a white cow came out first. He said, I would have said a white cow. I guess black, I would have said white. Do we believe him or not? So if the black cow and the white cow are the same monetary value, there's no reason not to believe him. But if you tell me that the white one's worth more, and you said black, and people aren't generous when they donate, so there's no reason to believe you now. That's what it says. That's all.
Okay, so it's not high to give us what? What does he have to give now?
Again, I don't know. We'll worry about it. He didn't mean the white one. And the Mishnah says he didn't mean the white one, according to Abaya.
Yeah.
We believe him that he meant the white one also. That's what Abaya said.
What's the point of
point to understand the Mishnah.
What does he have to give the Hekdesh? What does he have to give Hekdesh?
He donated the Hekdesh.
So which one is he giving?
The Mishnah said he's giving the white one, according to Abaya.
According to Abaya, that means it's his.
That's the Kasha.
The
Rechizda said that the black one's worth less. And the next case says that he give the gold, we say the silver. That's less generous, which means stintingly. That was the contradiction of the Gemara.
I think the limit is don't talk too much.
Okay. Dr. Mishnah Leiter. Oh, sorry, I didn't finish it. The Amar Rechizda. Now Rechizda gives us a lesson in the worth of Shwarim. Uchma Lemashchei. A black cow is good for its skin. Sumka Labisrei, a red cow, I think more brown than red, but I'm not sure. I don't know what art school translates it as.
Red.
Is good for the meat. And Chiyura, a white cow, is good Laraja, to plow. That's just basic information if you're going in to buy cows. You want the skin, the hide, buy a black one. You want the meat? Buy a red one. You want the plow? Buy a white one. I, Rav Chizda, said black is a chsarn, which is mashma. There's no mila, because if it were a mila, it wouldn't be worse than the white one. It gives you something that the white one couldn't give you. So it should even out the price, because it's just as good in another way. Zakta Gemara, Kiyama Bachori the Kamanoi, we already said that that was only said in the Kamanoi, but everywhere else, the black is just as good as the white, because the black, so you're going to tell me meat's more than the hide. How do you know that? The Gemara is saying that it's not.
What I'm trying to say, just because you have a Mila, the other Mila could over.
So that's what the Gemara is telling you, not that way.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, you'll write the Gemara letter. The Gemara is saying,
letter,
see, again, the problem is, Rabbi Cohen, you should be Michael Me. The problem is that you're trying to put your understanding of prices of animals into the Gemara. The Gemara is telling me that the hide is just as important as the meat. You can't argue with the Gemara in that. You don't know the prices of hide.
The Hekdesh is selling it.
Well, what else are they going to do with it?
And so... depending on what color it is.
Well, this number, this number, Rav Chizda was giving you, I ate nothing to do with Hekdesh. Rav Chizda was talking about when you go to buy a cow, what kind of cow should you pick? Nothing to do with Hekdesh. Yes?
Yeah, we tend to think of the meat of being ritual, but remember, the meat putrefies very quickly, especially during summer, whereas the hide is salted.
Could be. Zakdarash, Uchma Lamashchei, Ayrahu Meshubach. It's better skin. Sumka Labisra, Besari Mutam Betaiv. It's tasty and good. Chiyur Laradio, Utaiv Lacharisha. Ay, Vamrev Chizda, Uchma Bechiyur Lati, Bechiva Dar Shachar Koshiv Yaiser. Ain Gurias, the Charisha, Megare Kokach. The fact that it's not as good as plowing, right? We're saying the black is much as with the white. Why is he saying it's worse than the white? Ay, you can plow, you can have the hide. It should be considered a detriment. Why? It gives you a big asset, the hide. The answer is, in Karmanoi it doesn't. Love the Mishnah Vayter. Mish another benazir. Somebody made a nazir as a nazir. Benishu l'chacham, and he asked the chacham, the asrai. And he asked him. Right? He said a language. It wasn't clear whether he became a nazir or not. And the Gemara is going to assume that he went ahead and drank wine. And with Matama Lameis, maybe just say drank wine, it makes it easier. Drank wine. And now he comes to the Chacham and says, did I become a Nazir? And the Chacham says, yes, you did. So, Mayna Mishasha Nazar. The way the Gemara understands it originally is just count to when you became a Nazir. We don't punish you. The guy drank wine. He violated Naziris. Makes no difference. If he made the Naziris on Aleph El, Aleph El is the beginning of the 30 days. Even though he didn't get to the Chacham until Tezayin El, well, now he finds out that he's been a Nazir since Aleph El. Continue your Naziris. Now, if he became Tameh, it would be a Nazir Tameh. But let's say he didn't become Tameh. Let's keep it simple. He drank wine. And now he went to ask the child. He was told you did wrong. You drank wine. You had no business drinking wine. Fine. Just keep on going.
That's fine. You're seeing Bacchus now.
Not true. He wasn't warned. No, he won't. No Marcus Martis. He did wrong. I mean, unfortunately, he would have to do Vikur Yom Kippur. I mean, he would have to do Tuba. Upstairs, they're not so happy with him. Not Master Yain the material.
So, if day one he established the Zeris, and day five he drank wine, it comes to Nazi, and day nine, he just keeps going.
That's what it says.
What did you say? What did he say that was?
He just said that long?
Yeah, I just
want to make sure I understand it.
Right. Nishal l'chalchem b'itirai. What if he asked the chalchem, and the chalchem said you were never a nazir? Meanwhile, ha'isalai b'heimu mufreshas. He has separated animals. Taita b'tirai b'heider. That's even b'esil, Shammai holds neder toss, the zirus tosses. In the zirus, this was a mistake to begin with. It's not like he's changing his mind. He never was a nazir. He said words that didn't make him a nazir. Amru b'esil l'b'shammai. He had to write the possession who Hegdish Toss should take to Bajur Beder. According to you, doesn't that prove that Hegdish Toss is not Hegdish? You made these animals Hegdish. It was a mistake. And you're agreeing that it's Tura Beder. That's what you said. We brought this yesterday as a proof that Beishamai holds Hegdish Toss is Hegdish from Beisol's question. And the Gemara answered that it's all misunderstood, Beishamai. That was that Gemara yesterday. Correct. This is the Mishnah that we brought down yesterday in the Gemara. Amulam Beishamai. Now, Beishamai did it the Jewish way. You ask me a question, I'll ask you a question. They did not answer the question. In yesterday's Gemara, we said that they didn't answer the question. But they hold Hegdish thoughts is not Hegdish. And the truth, it was never a question. It was Beisol's misunderstanding of Beishamai. But in this Mishnah, we don't have that. The Mishnah just says Beishamai responded with a question of Beisol.
It's uprooted
at
the beginning
when
you go to a
couple. If you hold the answer, I mentioned yesterday that Heter Nadarim makes it a mistake. If it's a Nazirus, even by mistake, then you can't be Matar Naziris. The only reason you can be Matar Naziris is because you're making the Naziris a mistake. That's how Heter works. You uproot it by making it an error. Right. But if you can't make an error, if error doesn't make a difference, you can't be Matar Naziris.
Then we're not Matar.
Again, so the Rush spoke out that the case over here is that he went to the Chacham, his language never meant Naziris. It wasn't that he's uprooting a Naziris. It was never a Naziris. Uprooting means you made a Naziris, but I'm going to make it into a mistake.
So it was uprooted, it's gone from the beginning.
Again, but if you can't uproot Naziris, there it goes after Naziris. If Beishamai said that Naziris Batas is Naziris, that means you can't do after Naziris. This is a different kind of death. Usually a guy becomes a Nazir. He says he's a Nazir. He's a real Nazir. He goes to the Chacham who finds a reason that it was a mistake. So now he's not a Nazir. Retroactive. But that means they uprooted an existing Naziris because it was an error to make it. Not that he didn't make it. He made it. He's trying to uproot it. But you can't uproot a Naziris according to Beishamai. Beishamai holds you can't do Heter Naziris. However, what if the Chacham says you never said the right words? You're not uprooting. It was never there. Beishamai agreed that it was never there. But that's not our issue here. Our issue is the Hegdish that he made. He donated animals to Hegdish by mistake because he thought he was a Nazir. And now he finds out that he was never a Nazir. So that Hegdish was made by mistake. If you hold Beishamai says Hegdish starts as Hegdish, it should remain Hegdish. The halacha is, it goes back into the flock. So Beisil says to Beishamai, if you hold Hegdish starts as Hegdish, so why do you let it go to the flock? That's Beisil's question on Beishamai. Beishamai did not answer in our Mishnah. Beishamai did not answer in our Mishnah. Beishamai did not answer. Now, what is Beishamai's answer? We have to go back to the last sugya that the Gemara gave an answer and said Meshame doesn't hold it to Hegdish does. Except they didn't bother responding. They just said they still misunderstood us, and they kept on going in that vein, even though they don't hold that way. That's what the Gemara said in yesterday's Gemara. Then the Gemara came back and said they hold Hegdish because is Hegdish. Right? The Gemara proved it from the six cases, from the Naziris of six, right? That a person can become, that we say if he meant it, he become, even if it's a mistake, it becomes what you say he meant to be Hegdish, right? We said Hegdish, but over here in our Mishnah, it was different. Because he said black and it was white. You can't change what he said. Whereas in the case when he said it, and it was a mistake, it would count. So over here, I don't know what would be according to Beis Shammah. We have to stop and think. Now that we say at the end of the Gemara that Beis Shammah holds Hegdish starts is Hegdish, would that apply over here or not? But Beis Shammah didn't bother responding here. They didn't bother responding. They responded to Beis Hillel by saying, oh, you old Hegdish thoughts is not Hegdish? I have a question on you. They didn't answer Beis Hillel's question. They didn't answer it. They answered by saying to Beis Hillel, and you don't have a problem? You also have a problem. That's how the Mishnah goes. Yes?
Another problem in the
works.
That if from the beginning the animals were never sent to cut, let's say this person makes an erroneous vow to Zerus, fulfills it, doesn't drink wine, doesn't somatize mace, at the end of it he's now bringing karbana. So these kulin?
Yes, well, according to me, Shammai, they're not karbana snuzer, he was never a nuzer.
So what are they? If he, with all full intention and kind and stuff like that, bring them up on them.
Well, Ayla and Shlomim is not so bad. They'll be in the Tava. And Chattas will be a wrong class if he brought Kulam Bazara. Correct.
Okay, so what happens to the punishment of Kulam Bazara?
Nothing. He'll worry about it upstairs when he gets there after 120, unless he had a good Yom Kippur. Elul or Shana Yom Kippur, that'll be fine. Okay. Now, to understand the next Gemara, I have to give a little bit of introduction. There's a halacha in Masechtas B'chairis. It's in a number of Masechtas. That if a person, I'm sorry, it's in Tmura, it's not B'chairis. That if a person makes this halacha called Maiser Behema. Maiser Behema is, he stands by the gate of his pen. And in the pen he has all newborn animals of that season. And he stands there and counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as they leave the pen, one by one. And he gets to 10, he takes a red paint, the Mishnah says, slaps that animal, and it becomes Maiser Behema. Then he starts again. 1, 2, 3, or he can go 11, 12, whatever way he wants to count. He gets to 20, slaps the guy with the red paint. That is how Maiser Behema works. That's how it's supposed to work. By the way, Reb Itzel Petterburger said that it says that in Rosh Hashanah, Avram Lefan of Kibnei Meroin, and one of the Pshatim of Kibnei Meroin is like the sheep that go through the gate. Dr. Itzel Petterburger, what's shot in that? He says that you can imagine the guy standing there with a thing in his hand with red paint, and the sheep has to go through. The sheep is petrified. He goes through, nothing happens. The second sheep is still very petrified. Goes through, nothing happens. By the time 8 comes along, it's more confident. It just watched 7 sheep go through, nothing happened. 9 is more confident. 10 has no problem, bam. 11, petrified. Same thing happens. Dr. Mitzel, if you're scared, you make it through. If you walk through confidently, that thing comes down with red paint. That's what he learns, Kibnei Meroin. Again, it's a bar for a vitzel, taking a leap, it doesn't do that Mishnah. Just couldn't resist at his own. Okay, so. What?
It was a red. The animals even know that it has red on it.
Okay. Right, I'm just saying, it's a bar from vitzel. Okay, my receiver used to say it over. That's why I said it. Okay, now. What happens if a guy calls 9-10? And 10-9, and 11-10. I don't know why he does that. He got to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, 10. B'tichah, they made a mistake. 10, 9, 10. All three become hectic. All three become... 10 becomes Maitre Behemah, even though he called it 9. 11 is a Shlomim. And 9 has to wait until we get the Mum and it's eaten by the Bible. You can't bring it as a carbon because it's not really Maitre Behemah. That's not welcome. Here's a guy that by mistake called 10, 9, 9, 10, and 11, 10, and they both become Hegdish, Batos. He went from 8 to 10. And then he went back to 9, and then went to 10. The halacha is all three become Hegdish. The 10th one is the Maitre Behemah, even though he called it 9. And the 9th one waits to get a Mum, and then the owner eats it. He has to redeem it. I don't know if he has to redeem it. It becomes, he can eat it, but Mumay. And the 11th one is a Shlomim. That's the halacha that the Mishnah says in Tmura. Look, Beishamai, Hegdish Tos, 9 and 11 were a mistake. Yeah, the halacha is Hegdish. Do you see Hegdish Tos is Hegdish?
What was the original
orbit? I lost you.
What was he bringing?
Maitre Behemah. Every tenth one is a carbon called Maitre Behemah. It's not. It's not. It's given as a carbon Maitre Behemah.
I understand that, but
let's learn a Mishnah in Eitzah B'Kaiman that we say every morning. At least some of us. Abchor v'Maitre v'Pesach Kadoshim Kalim. Meiser is Kaddishim Kalim, Shikitasim B'chol Balkan Bazara. V'dam and Tom Matana Echas, not like Shlomim that needs Shnei Matanas, it only gets one. Right? Shina B'cholasim, B'chor Nechol Kahanim, V'meiser B'cholasim, the kind gets nothing from it. The owner eats Meiser Behema all by himself, or whoever he invites. There's no Matanas Kahuna in Meiser Behema. That's Allah. So Meiser Behema is not a Shlomim, it's a Korban Meiser Behema. He gets different Zrikas Hadam than Shlomim, and the Kayan gets nothing out of it. By the way, there are two Korbanos that the Kayan gets nothing out of it. Maitre Behemah and Pesach. Korban Pesach, there's no Matnas Kuhuna.
Pesach,
he gets
Ola.
Nobody gets anything out of it. I'm talking about the edible Korbanos. You're right. That's not true, because the Ola, the Kayan gets to hide, and Maitre gets nothing. And the Ola gets to hide, which is worth a lot of money. And couldn't resist. And the Meitzer, he gets nothing. And Pesach, he gets nothing. Those two things he gets nothing. That's the only two Karbanos that he has nothing to get from. But that's called Korban Meitzer Behema. So number 11 becomes a regular Shlomim. Number 9 is treated like a Meitzer Behema, which we wait to get the Mum. Because, by the way, Meitzer Behema that gets a Mum, you can eat at home. You don't have to take it to the Eglis. Number 10 is a Meitzer Behema that he brings as a Korban. So Beishamai is proving Hegdish Batos is Hegdish. Hegdish Batos is Hegdish. Zok Beishamai, Amrlan Beishamai, Iyatam Maidim Amishatah Bekar Lachi Asiri, Lachiri Chi, Ulacharasir Asiri, Sumugdir Bekudish. He called 10, 9, 10, 10, 9, and 11, 10. They all become Hegdish. Don't we see Hegdish Batos as Hegdish? Amrlan Beishilu. Loy Hashavit Kitchai. Meaning, isn't it Loy Hashavit Kitchai? Meaning, this is not a regular case of Hegdish. This is a Xeris HaKosov that they can make that the 9 and 11 can become Kaddish by the fact that he has the Shavit, means the rod that he's going to hit the animals with. Meaning, every 10 he hits. So he hits number 9, he hits number 11. Meaning the proof is, because if he made number 8, 10, or number 12, 10, would it become Kaddish? No. If you're right, it's because Hegdish Tos, what does it make if it's 9 or 2, or 8? What difference does it make if it's 11 or 12? And this is only halacha by 9 and 11. So this is not a regular Hegdish Tos. It's Xeris HaKosov. Because if it's a Hegdish Tos, it should be 8 and 12 also. Isn't that a special halacha that the Shevet makes, it's a way of saying, that Maitre Behema makes it Kaddish? Because what if we called, hit that 8th and the 12th, and he said 10? Shema Asa Klum? would it be worth anything? And the cost of Shegadish Asiri, the same pasuk that said Meiser Beim is number 10, who kiddish Achiv as Agarazer. Don't bring the rye from Meiser Beim. Meiser Beim is a special Xeris Akosov. The proof is 8 and 12 don't become Kaddish. That's Beis Hill's response to Beis Shammai. We don't have Beis Shammai's response to Beis Hill. We don't know. I mean, we had one version before, but there was another version. We have to see. Talk to Rush. Amalam Beis Hill, Loya Shaivet Kitcham, Bitmia, Klaimer. Xeris Akosov, the Chiv Akarasra, Smukum Masiri, that 9 and 11, which are next to 10, Hashavit Mikacham, Mkoyla Masiri, Kamoishu Mikadish is Asiri Atzmai. Just like 10 becomes Kaddish, Xeris Akosov. Why does 10 become Meiser Beim? Because the Torah said so. That same Torah said 9 and 11. Loyafina Mine, the Hegdish stars have a Hegdish. You cannot derive from here that Hegdish stars is a Hegdish. Okay. So now this is the end of the Mishnah. Now we're going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. A guy made himself a Nazir. He didn't keep his Naziris. He wasn't sure whether he was a Nazir or not. He didn't keep it. He went to the Chacham, and the Chacham said, you are a Nazir. So we say, continue counting. That's what the Mishnah said. Zakti Gemara, Mani Masnissen, Loi Rabbi Yossi, Loi Rabbanon. The Mishnah won't be not like Rabbi Yossi, and not like Rabbanon.
Is this a problem of Hotan
Nisker? What? I mean, again, he's not, listen, it is what it is.
No, I'm saying he's gaining on the deal.
So he did.
No, meaning, he's
going
to get
some, I got to drink wine. Again, I'm not going to argue with you because of the next Gemara, but really, let me ask you a question. Rachmana Litzlan, the guy is Machal Shabbos. Something at $1 million for it. Do we take away $1 million from him?
Right.
We don't take it. I mean, it's not to use, but that's besides the point. He's quite the Niskar. He made $1 million. In his life, he'll pay for it. Not down here, he'll pay for it upstairs. No quite is ever Niskar. He loses in the long run. But that's not our issue here now. There is a concept of quite the Niskar that we use sometimes, but not from here. Here, what are we going to say? Now, we're going to see in the Gemara that the Gemara does use a thing like that. That's why I said I don't want to argue with you. Mani Masnissen. Who is our Mishnah right? Loi Reb Yaisi V'loi Rabbana. The Tanya. Misha Nadar V'Avran Nizirasai. A guy made a Naziris, and he violated it. And now he comes to be Matar his Naziris. And he's been violating his Naziris. Ein Niskakin Loi. We won't take off his Naziris. Elam Kain. Bach. Got to find them. Noyeg ban iser, kiyamim shenog ban heter. We tell him, sir, 10 days you drank wine, you got to make up those 10 days. You got to 10 days go without wine and then come back to us. We make you redo the Naziris as many days as you didn't do the Naziris properly. You're a chayte nisker. We're making him do it. We're not matter it. We refuse to be Matris Naziris. We tell him, you sinned, go back, keep Naziris properly, and then come back. The same amount of days that you violated Naziris. Which means if he was a Nazir for 120 days, and he drank wine for 100, we make him keep another 100. That's... Yeah, we're going on the first part of the mission. I said we're going back to the first part of the mission. Rabbi Yaziyayim and Daya Shleishim Yayim. We never make him redo more than 30 days. Fine. So that's the amount of knas that we do. So Irabbanan kasha Naziris Muetas. If you're saying that we're going like the Tanakhama, so our Mishnah says he doesn't have to redo anything. And Rabbanan said he has to redo at least 30, if it's 30, and sometimes less, but never more. But our Mishnah doesn't make him redo anything. Irabbanan kasha Naziris Maruba. Because Irabbanan has to redo the whole thing. Right? So who's our Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't make him redo anything. What happened to these two Tanoim? Who's the author of our Mishnah? Yes. Yes. And for the Gemara, Iba is Tema. Interesting lesson. Rabbi Yaisi. Iba is Tema. Iba is Tema, Rabbi Yaisi. Kamban is Yiris Maruba, Kamban is Yiris Muetas. If you want to say it's going like Rabbi Yaisi, then Halacha is, the Mishnah didn't mean to say, don't redo anything. The Mishnah meant to say, Mayna Mishashanadar means besides what you have to redo. You have to redo some. Never more than 30. Ibaytei Rabbanan, loytei me mishashin azar, elay mekim mishashin azar. We make him redo as if you're starting the Naziris right now. Meaning, basically, we're saying that the Mishnah didn't mean from now, from the beginning. The Mishnah meant from when you're eligible to count. From when you stop violating it. According to Rabbi Yossi, we'd have to redo up to 30. According to Rabbani, we'd have to redo as many days as you violated. So we're basically making the Mishnah not mean literally from the beginning. Drash. Mani masnis in the tani masha mayim b'shoshin adar v'loy kinsin alay, and we don't punish him. Ein iskak in loy lahatur nizray ay lohavi karben aysav. We don't let him bring his carbon. Elim kaimayin isser b'yam shenag b'mheter. Reb Yosi Omer daya lamed yaim gam nazar kuf yaim v'shasa samach yaim yain. In 60 days he drank wine. Daya yaim kain tonight shemim and ashishim shloishim yaim. We make him redo 30. V'yashlam aleim mem yaim, and he does another. I don't know why it says mem. If we make him do 30, and it was a 60, no, it was 100 day naziris. So he drank 30, and he came on day 60. That means he has 30 good days. He drank 60, so 30 of the 60 count, because we only punish him 30. And he had to do another 40, so he had to do 30 and 40, 70 more days. Right? So you have your cover nights up.
Why 40?
He said 100. He made his Naziris 100. He drank wine for 60 days. Rabbi Yossi says, eliminate 30 of them, but 30 count.
Just the remainder he has to.
So you have to do 30 and then 40. That's the remainder. He rabban and kasha naziris meruba. Pirish after naziris meruba. The main meruba may have to stop the size of rakayim. He rabbi Yosi right. He rabbi Yosi kasha naziris muetas. He the naziris meruba ikalim emar. If it's big, the mass needs to like please. Yeah, rabbi Yosi. Doctani ma'ina mishoshin adar. Hagi kamar ma'ina mitzas mimashin adar. He counts some from the first day. But if our Mishnah is talking about less than 30, the Mishnah doesn't say you have to redo anything. So Masnisen is talking about a long Naziris, and it means that you only have to redo some. Besides the mitzvah Mashinada. Kamashinada means you can count some of the days. So the Rabbanan say the Mishnah means start again, count the many days that you missed. Rabbi Yosi says it means you can count some of the days that you had, the days more than 30, but 30 days get canceled. End of the day, the halacha is the machlokes. Rabbi Yosi cancels 30, Rabbanan cancels as long as you drank. That's the machlokes, and the Mishnah is not against that. The Mishnah is not a third opinion. The Mishnah agrees, and the word Kamishanadar, even we change it, what we say means some of what you made in that. That's what the Gemara is answering. Well, according to Rabbi Yosi, we're talking only by long. And we're saying you can count some of the days. 30 you can't count, but the rest you can count. According to the Rabbanan, we're changing the Gersa. Not Mishashanadar, Kamishashanadar. You start again as from the time you made in that. Even if it was 100 years, I mean, not, it was 10 years.
At the beginning?
So, well, it depends how many days he drank wine. Eliminate all the days that he drank wine.
Individual days?
Yeah, individual days. Not really. Maybe he only drank wine on Shabbos.
So you just had to
add all Shabbos.
Add 4 days? That's 4 days.
He was in the Jewish for how long? So there's a lot of Shabbat in 60 days.
Rabbi?
It's a knas. So he has to act 4 days. He canceled the amount of days that he drank wine. Yes, Harvey.
This applies also to someone who intentionally drank wine?
Yes. Oh, 1 minute. If a guy drank wine intentionally, yeah, that's what it means.
He knew he was a nazir. He drank wine on purpose. Maybe he had a change of heart. So we didn't really talk at all about whether he could, such a person could or should be released. There is wiggle room for a Beistin or whoever to release him, even if he said, yeah, I just got sick of it, but I'd like to restart it, or whatever he's going to say.
Again, he walks into bed, two things can happen. The guy made himself a nazir, let's say, for 30 days. Let's stick to 30 days in the series. He made himself a nazir for 30 days, and he walks into bed at the end of the 30 days, and he wants to bring his kabbanis. He walks to the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen asked him, did you keep your naziris for 30 days? He said, I'm sorry, I drank wine, 10 of them. So the kohen would say, I refuse to bring your kabbanis unless you keep another days, 10 days wine-free. Come back to me in 10 days. I won't bring your kabbanis. You can't bring kabbanis. Knas. We're not going to bring them. Or
you
can walk. I'm not going to be this finished, Harvey. Or you can walk into Bezen and at day 20 and says, I'd like to remove my naziris. So Bezen says, did you keep your naziris till now? He said, I drank wine 10 days. So the Rabbanu would say to him, the Bezen would say to him, we can't remove it till you keep another 10 days. Yes.
So my question is, why would the Beis Din have the wiggle room, if he did it intentionally, to just say another 10 days? Why, if he did it intentionally, why shouldn't that ding him and his Naziris completely, and now he'd have to restart the entire process with everything?
So you're asking the question that the Gemara will ask in a number of lots, where the Gemara will say, we have Pesukim to prove that violating Naziris through a haircut, well, I shouldn't say that. At least I'd say through wine. Haircut is different. If violating Naziris through wine doesn't affect biblically the Naziris, he can biblically still count on as if he kept the Naziris. It's between him and God. Nothing we can do about it, biblically. The Rabbanan stepped in rabbinically and punished him. Biblically speaking, the only thing that affects Naziris is Tumah. It cancels with Naziris. And we'll see a haircut is like a is a middle case. We'll see that when we get there.
Uh-huh.
There's three things he can't do. Drink wine, take a haircut, be Matame Lameisim. Matame will cancel his Naziris, the Pasuk says so. Wine won't affect his Naziris at all. He's a bad guy, but it won't affect his Naziris at all. Biblically, we would bring his kabbanis, and he'd be off, and he'd have to pay the price upstairs. I mean, if we see him drink wine, we warn him, we would give him Malkus. But if we didn't warn him, he wouldn't get Malkus, he'd get away with it, quote unquote. Taglachas is going to be a middle case, where the Gemara says you have to have at least 30 days of hair in the throat to do taglachas. So if he's in a nazir for 30 days, he would have to redo it to get haircut for 30 days, hair of 30 days. But if he's in a nazir for 100, and he took haircut day 60, he'd be fine, as far as we wouldn't have to redo anything, biblically speaking. But the Gemara brings
so this is more. So this is more a wine issue. And whether it affects Naziris than an intentionality issue.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
I mean, what you're saying, it sounds like, is that cutting your hair is not a violation of Naziris. Definitionally, there has to be an act.
No, there's two parts to hair. No. There's a violation of cutting your hair, and besides that, one has to do with taglachas for 30 days worth of hair. There's two separate halachas.